Today's devotion is entitled, Express Your Feelings to God, by Pastor Eric Brown, Trinity, Hersher. Awake! Why are you sleeping, O Lord? Rouse yourself. Do not reject us forever. For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Rise up. Come to our help. At times I find these words from Psalm 44, verses 23, 25a, and 26a, to be utterly shocking. These are not gentle or polite words spoken in a quiet humility and devotion. This is basically shouting at God. These are words cried out from a place of pain and fear, a fear of rejection, in a place where one is just beaten down by the cares and troubles of life. Sometimes we are tempted to think we have to treat God with kid gloves, as though he is some cranky relative who will go off at the drop of a hat if we don't kowtow to him. That's not who your God is. Your God is Jesus Christ, who comes down from heaven and takes up suffering, who fasts for 40 days, who is scourged and crucified for you. Jesus doesn't have an emotional hair trigger. You don't have to walk on eggshells around him. He is strong in his love for you. One of the things we see repeatedly in the Psalms are actual cries and complaints tossed toward God. Psalms of fear and pain and worry, we are tempted to think that if we express our fear or anger or disappointment towards God, that maybe he will be mad at us or stop loving us. Personally, I get suckered into this one all too often. But nothing is farther from the truth. Jesus knows intimately the way that sin pokes and prods and hurts. Your God himself has experienced all these attacks and wounds, and he wants you to bring them to him. He came down from heaven to bear them up from you. You don't have to protect him. Jesus is your Savior. He doesn't need you to shield him. He's the one who shields you. Chances are that there will be, at some point, aggravations of one sort or another this week. My friends in Christ, do not be afraid to take them to the Lord. When you need to, cry to the Lord, and then hear his word, read his word, proclaiming his love and care and salvation for you.